Zog de Gemara daf samach vava mit beis, the first wide line on the bottom. Ashkechon, tomidu pesach de dochu Shabbos. We know that the korban tomid and pesach are doche Shabbos. We learned before that it's doche Shabbos. We compared moyado moyadoi, one to another, and we know that tomid is doche Shabbos because it says al oilas atomid. After it says that you bring the korban Shabbos, it says al oilas atomid. So al oilas atomid mashma that the tomid was born on Shabbos. So, the Gemara now has a question, the Docha Tumah Menolon. How do you know that it's also Docha Tumah? Now we know Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, the Korban Pesach is brought with Tumah. But how do you know this? So, Rashi explains the Kasha, why we're asking this Kasha now. So, Rashi, the Mamaschal, the Docha Tumah Menolon, Hoyul Umayada Le Mashma. Mayada, we already said, Be'etz Mayada doesn't say that it's Docha Shabbos because it says Mayada B'Pesach and that's not enough. You have to learn it from Tomit. So we see Mayadi alone doesn't mean it's always Doicha, weekday, Shabbos, Tomei, not Tomei. That doesn't mean, Mayadi doesn't mean in every instance. Because for Rai, you have to learn from Tomit. And from Tomit, it's only because Aloy Lasa Tomit. So Oibizayev Mayadi doesn't connote and doesn't mean even Betumah. So we ask Nikasha, Menolan the Dochu, Vanon Kaimelon, we know it's Doicha, the Dochu Tumah, Beketz Atzoylin. Zog the Gemara, the Dochu Tumah Nolan. Amri, zog di gemara, kehech di alef Pesach mitomid, just like we learn Pesach from Tomid, legabe Shabbos, that it's doicha, hochanami yalef Tomid mipesach linyan tumah, just like you learn Pesach from Tomid for Shabbos, so who didn't learn the opposite? Learn Tomid from Pesach to tumah. And once we establish Pesach as doicha, meaning Pesach is brought betumah, I mean, tumut betzibur, so who didn't we know Tomid? Zog demor yalef tomid mi pesach linyan tumah. The har we know pesach gufa is doicha tumah betzibur u pesach gufa menolon. So it's machlokes Rabbi Yechonon shlokish. The first eretz is Rabbi Yechonon. Om Rabbi Yechonon domakro ish ki yeh tomid lenefesh. It says in the pasuk an individual that's tomid nefesh he goes to pesach sheni. Ish nitcha lepesach sheni. Vein tzibur nitcha lepesach sheni. The tzibur is not nitcha lepesach sheni. El avdi betumah. So we see a raya. That a tumah hutra b'tzibur, when it comes to korban tzibur, he does a betumah. Pesach, only individual goes yudalad ir. Pesach tzibur does not, he does a betumah. And just like a Pesach does, so too tomid is. Now that the Shlokish says, Omer le'Yashim ben Lokish, le'Rabbi Yechonon, Eima ish nitcha le'Pesach sheni. Maybe medak the pasuk as follows. An ish, an individual, taka has a chance, Pesach sheni. But a tzibur, leslu takanta, it doesn't have any takona. Lo'y Pesach rishon, because he's Tomei, v'loy b'Pesach Sheni, and need the Pesach Sheni. Why are you being medayik that only an ish goes to Pesach Sheni? Mashen and a tzibur does the Pesach Rishon. Maybe only an ish has a chance to do Pesach Sheni, and a tzibur doesn't either. Elom Reb Shimon Lokish Mehocha. From the pasuk as follows, it says in the pasuk, this is the pasuk legabe shiluach machnois. There are three different tumas mentioned in the pasuk. Vayishalch min hamachne called tzorua. Tzoras is the most chomer. Tzoras is, besides the Tumah Yotzei Megufoi, it needs all types of dinim. It needs Priya and Frima, and it's also B'tash Shamita. It has different chumras that others don't have. So Tzeruah is the most chumr, Tzeras. V'chol Zov, Zov doesn't have, it's Yotzei Megufoi, not like Tomei Meis, not Yotzei Megufoi. So the Pasuk says, in order of chumr to Morkal, it says, Vayishach Men HaMachna. You have to leave, Tzeras has to leave three machnas. Tzeras has to leave Machne Shechina, Machne Leviya, and even Machne Yisrael. It's Bodid Yeshiv. So, Mishach Min HaMachne called Tzeruah. Tzeruah has to leave. V'chol Zov, and a Zov which is less Chomer. It doesn't have Priya, Frim, and Isatash Shamita, but it has to leave because it's also Tomei. It's Yotzei Megufoi. V'chol Tomei Nefesh, which is less Tomei. Tomei Nefesh doesn't have Tumi Yotzei Megufoi. Tomei Nefesh not Yotzei Megufoi. So, it says in the Pasuk, Chomer to Kal have to leave Shluch Machnois. So if it says all three of them, let it say the most kal one and Kolshke and the more chomer ones have to leave. In fact, the Gemara Yomitomei Meisim, let it just say Shiluach Machnes. By Tomei Meisim, Val Yomitomei Zovinu Mitzorayin, and it doesn't have to mention Zovinu Mitzorayin in the Pasuk in the first place. Vani Oymen, I would say, Im Tomei Meisim Mishtalchin, if it Tomei Meisim Mishtalech, so Zovinu Mitzorayin le Kolshke, so for sure Zovinu Mitzorayin are Mishtalech. Zovinu Mitzorayin are more chomer than Tomei Meis. Zovinu Mitzorayin is Tumi Yotzei Megufon. So why does the pasuk have to mention Zov and Metzora and Tomei Meis? Let it just say Tomei Meis. Zog di Gemara Ella. From here we see. Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Yesh lechosho. There is a certain time that if it would just say Tomei Meis, you would not know Zov and Metzora. You know why? Because a certain time, the Tomei Meis does not have to leave. You know when that is? By Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, by the Korban Pesach. So if we just say Tomei Meis has to leave, then it would not apply to Pesach, and you would say that Zovah Metzorah Kol Shekein, but it's not true. Tomei Meis does not have to leave, and Zovah Metzorah do have to leave. So it can't be that let it just say Tomei Meis and Kol Shekein, because Tomei Meis does not have to leave.
They
can't be inside. But a Tomei Meis is not mishtalach. When is this? So Mele can't say. So Mele Zovim Mitzorah cannot be learnt out from Tomei Meis. So it has to say all three. So the ain't Tomei Meis mishtalachin. The Ezezeh, when is this time? Pesach haba betumah. So that's his raya. Rish Lakish's raya is that Pesach is bo betumah. Tumah utra betzibur. Is because the fact that the Torah says, so who have a chazov v'chol tomei nefesh, and it doesn't just suffice by saying tomei nefesh, kol shekein zovah mitzvah is mishtalech, because there is a certain time that tomei meis is not mishtalech, and zovah mitzvah is mishtalech. When is tomei meis not mishtalech? By Pesach. So we see Pesach is hutra b'tzibur.
Zog di gemara, omer
abaya.
How do you know moedot did not work by Pesach?
How do we know what?
Because Moedai said Moedai did not work. Why had the Gemara not? Why not?
Because
Why is
Moedai
not a good enough
Raya? You're going back to Samach Vavam and Aleph? The Gemara in Samach Vavam and Aleph said that Moedai cannot be the reason. Because if Moedai is the reason, then why by Pesach do we have to learn from Tomid? By Tomid it says Oyla Shabbos b'Shabbatay. Al Oyla Satomid. Why don't you say directly? It says Mayadoi. This Exeris Shova Mayadoi is Muchach that you have to learn from Tomid. Meaning Mayadoi by Pesach alone is not enough. Variety is Exeris Shova. This Exeris Shova must be that you learn it Dafka from Tomid and not from Pesach itself. So back to our Gemara. We have a Machloekes Shlokish and Rabbi Yochanan. What's the Makar that Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur by Korban Pesach?
Rabbi Yochanan said we know it from Ish. Only in Ish is Mishalech, and Ishlokish says we know it from the fact that it is Shiluach Machnois, Tzuruah Zov, and Tomei Nefesh. Why is it let the artist say all three? Let it just say Tomei Nefesh and Koshkin, the other ones. Teretz is, because Tomei Nefesh is not always Mishalech, and Zov and Mitzvah is. So it can't be that you would learn Zov and Mitzvah from Tomei Nefesh, because it's not true. It's incorrect.
Zog Gemara as follows. Omer Abaya, Ihochi, if Ishlokish's reasoning is correct. So you answered me very good why. It can't just say Tomei Meis and learn the other two. But Zov, L'chayre, it could have said Tomei Meis and Zov. Om Abayi Hochi, Lema, Nami, Yoyma Zov, Tomei Meisim, Val Yoyma Mitzoyga. Let it say two people are Mishtaleach. Let it say Tomei Meis and Zov are Mishtaleach, and Koske Mitzoyga. Because we know Mitzoyga is Mochomer. Mitzoyga has Priya and Prima and also Matash Ramita. So Ibizoi Yochi, Lema Nami Yoyma Zov Vitme Mesim, Val Yoyma Mitzera, and now a Zov is not come on Pesach. Tomei Meis maybe is comes on Pesach. So you can't say it's not true because it's not always true that if this Mishtalech, that's Mishtalech. Because Tomei Meis comes on Pesach. Zov does not come on Pesach. Zog Mogi Mbaya Yochi, Lema Nami Yoyma Zov Vitme Mesim. Elo, the reason why it doesn't say that, must be the time that a mitzera is mishtaleach, the ein zovin tomei meis is mishtalchin. And that means zov is the same as tomei meis, it's not mishtaleach by Pesach. The ezezeh, Pesach abo betumah. So it must be that that's the case. Now that can't be the case, because we know that a zov does not come betumah. That Zov is like Pesach and it would come betumah be Pesach. And that's a kind of mitzvah from there. It says clearly in the Mishnah, not like that. The Mishnah later on in Tzadihei says, Pesach habo betumah. A Pesach that comes betumah, that means if a Pesach is brought betumah because tumah hutra betzibur, and we compare the hakrova to the achila, they're not allowed to eat from the common Pesach. Black and white, that Zovin are not allowed to eat from it. So don't tell me that Yeshachah, there must be his man, that Zovin and Tmei Mason are not Mishtalech. Because Zovin are not allowed to eat. If they're not allowed to eat, that means they're not allowed to be Makiv Korn Pesach. That means they are Mishtalech. Now it happens to be Vim Ochlu Pturin. If they ate it, they're Potter. The reason why they're Potter is because Be'etzim, the Pesach is anyways Bobet Tumah. We're talking about a case of Pesach and Bobet Tumah, where Tmei Mason brought the Korn Pesach, Tumah Tzibur. So you can't tell me that the Zov is going to be Chai Malkus.
because at the end of the day, the basar is tummy anyways. So what's the problem? So that's what the ochle de pturin. But al kaponim, we see that zovin are not the same as tmei meisim. So back to the kasha, let it say tmei meis and zovin, and you would know mitzayra. So mela, you can't be medayek, and that's not true. So elamai, you can't be medayek from this pasuk. Elamai ba'ila oila mikol kama. Let's go back to the first pasuk, the pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan brought. It says in the pasuk ish ish ki yet tomei, and we made a diak, an ish is mishalech, ish has pesach sheni, mashen kein tzibur does not. So we asked the kasha, maybe it means tzibur does not bring pesach rishon or pesach sheni. Elamai ba'ila oila mikol kama. Im kein nicht de rachmona ish ish ki yet tomei. Let it just say ish ish ki yet tomei. Why does it have to say in the pasuk lenefesh? That's the Gemara's diak. Zok Gemara elam abayla oilam. We take and learn from mikol kama, but nichtav rachmona ish ish ki yetomei lenefesh lomeli. Why does it have to say lenefesh? Because pashtas lenefesh is coming to be mayit. Other tumas that were machmir more than tomei meis. Meaning, if you're going to tell me that even tzibur that's tomei meis is not makif the pesach at all, so eba zori no dim between tomei meis and other tumas. So it could have just said lenefesh. It could have just said ish ki yetomei. The fact that it says lenefesh is coming to tell me that it's coming to be memayit other tumas, meaning only lenefesh. Other tumas you machmir more than tomei meis. So if you're going to tell me that tzibur is not makiv at all, so then there's no difference between nefesh and other tumas. So eba zoi, we see that lenefesh is coming to medayik. Now v'chiteima. Highly nefesh lochi de also. Maybe the nefesh is telling me that tomei meis would not be pesach sheni. Dafke tomei meis, the tumah of misa is pesach sheni. Avashar tmein loy, meaning the other tmein like zov and metzora do not bring a pesach at all, and that's a chumra over them. V'otanya yochol loyu oisim pesach sheni. You might think that they don't make a pesach sheni at all. Elo tmei meisim, meaning only tmei meisim have a pesach sheni. Or some of the chayka, like the pasuk says. However, zovin and mitzorin and boil and nidos. You might think that it's zovin and mitzorin and boil and nidos on Yudalad Nissen, meaning that they also made Pesach Sheni if they were able to retire themselves for the next month. Talmud loyma ish ish ki yetomei. Ish ish means individually, every person ish ish, all people, including zovin and mitzorin and boil and nidos. They have a chance of Pesach Sheni. So Ebi Zoi comes back to the question. Lenefesh goes chamon alomali. If that's the case, so then it doesn't have to say lenefesh. Let it just say tomei. Elo hochi komar. What is lenefesh telling me? Ish nitchel Pesach Sheni. Meaning dafka yochid, an individual, has Pesach Sheni. They ain't tzibur nitchel Pesach Sheni. Elo avdi betuma. But they rather do it Pesach Rishon. So now it's understandable. Lenefesh is telling me that ki avdi tzibur betuma. When does the tzibur do it betuma? That's after by tumas meis. Avo b'shar tumas. When it comes to zov and mitzora, a tzibur that zov and mitzorin loy avdi, they don't do it betuma. And they take a go to Pesach Sheni. They don't have a tumu uchu betzibur when it comes to them. Zok di gemara Omer Rav Chisda, a new sugya. I mean a hemshch of the sugya, but a new point. Omer Rav Chisda. Mitzoyre shenichnas lifnim mechitzosoi. A mitzoyre, like we said, there are three machnes. There's machne shechina, there's machne levia, and there's machne yisrael. Those are the three machnes. In the Beis Hamikdash, there's the what's it called? There's the azora, that's like machne shechina. There's the harabayis, that's less chomer, chomesh meis amos, chomesh meis amos. And then there's the rest is machne yisrael. That's called Yushalayim. Just like in the Beis Hamikdash, you have Yushalayim, Harabayis, and Azora. In the Mishkan, you had Machne Shechina, and you had Machne Leviyah, and you had Machne Yisrael. Now the Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, three have to be Mishtaleach. Tomei Meis, Zov, and Mitzora. Tomei Meis, we said, is the most Kal. Zov is more Chomer, Mitzora is more Chomer. That means Tomei Meis has to leave Machne Shechina. But a Tomei Meis is allowed to be in the second one, Machne Leviyah. We learn that from a pasuk. He was a Levi and he had atzomos. So Tomei Meis is allowed to be machne levia, just has to be mishalech from one machne. Zov is more chomer, has to be mishalech from two machnes, from machne shechina and machne levia. And the mitzora is even more chomer, not just yaitz migufoy, but also papriya v'frima utash amita has to be mishalech from three machnes. Bodid yeshiv, it has to go out of machne Yisrael too. So sagt die Gemara, Omer Rav Chisda, Mitzayre shenichnas lifnim mechitzasai. If a Mitzayre entered in within the mechitza where he's not allowed to be, he's not allowed to be a Machnei Yisrael. If he came into Machnei Yisrael, he's potter for Malkus. You know why he's potter? Shenemar, bodad yeshiv mechutza machne meishavoi. He has to be secluded. Bodad yeshiv, levada yeshiv. So it says, he has to be levadoi, and then it says, mechutz lemachne meishavoi. If he does come into one machne, he comes into Machne Yisrael, so akos of nitkele esei. The Torah says, bodad yeshiv. The pasuk was menatikit, that he has an essay. A lava nitkele esei, you don't get malgus on. Right? Whenever there's an essay, the Heshev Zagzela, there's no Malkus. So over here, there's a Nitkala essay. What's the Nitkala essay? Bodad Yeshev. Yeshev is an essay. Bodad Yeshev. Meaning there's no Malkus on the lav of Loitamas Machaneim because it's Nitkala essay to the essay of Bodad Yeshev. And Nitkala essay is not Loika. So Ibazo, you're not going to get Malkus. So even though it is a lav, he has to go out of, he's not allowed to be here, but he's not going to get Malkus for being in where he's not allowed to be. Azoy zogt Rav Chisda, a very important klal. There is no malchus for a mitzvah that was in the machne that he's not allowed to be because it's nitik le'essay or Bodad Yeshiv. Bodad Yeshiv is extra to tell me this essay. Frek ma'akasha eisvei, mitzvah shenichlas lifnim mechitzosoi. It says black and white in this braisa. A mitzvah that goes into his mechitza, v'arboim, he gets malchus. So we see not like that. We don't say nitik le'essay. Zovin v'zovois shenichlas lifnim mechitzosan. Now we said a Zavan and a Zava have another mechitza they're not allowed to go into. Not just Machni Yisrael, they're not allowed to go Machni Levi either. Zavan and Zava shichlu lifnim mechitza ason v'arboyim. They also get Malkus. There's a whole question in the Achronim, do they get twice Malkus? Once for going into Machni, passing Machni Yisrael, and once for passing Machni Levi, or they get one Malkus for entering where they're not allowed to be. But upon him, it says clearly they get Malkus. V'tomei meis, is just not allowed to be in Machne Shechina. So Mutali Konis to Machne Leviya. He's allowed to be in Machne Leviya because he was never assed from being in Machne Leviya in the first place. Only assed to leave Machne Shechina. V'loy tome meis b'lvad omru, el afilu meis atzmoi, even a meis allowed to be in Machne Leviya. Shenema v'ikach Moshe, Moshe was a Levi, as atzmes Yosef imoi. He took atzmes Yosef. So we see a tome meis, a meis atzmoi is allowed to be with Moshe Rabbeinu. Imoi, imoi b'michitzosei. So we see upon him that tome meis only would get Malkus according to this Braisa, only in Machne Shechina. So, it's not like Rav Chisda. We just said Rav Chisda says, Mitzoyra, that's Nichnas lifnim mechitzosai. He goes into his Mechitza. He's not gonna get Malkus because it's Nitikla Essay. And here we see the Braisa says that Mitzoyra gets Malkus for his, Zovazov gets for theirs, and Leviya is only Osir in Machne Shechina, but Machne Leviya is Mutter. And for the Gemara Tanoi, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. If you can use Bodad Yeshiv, an extra to say that it's Nitik L'Essay. It's only Nitik L'Essay if Bodad Yeshiv is extra. But if you need Bodad Yeshiv for something else, then it's not Nitik L'Essay. So, Gemara Tanoi, it's a Machlokes Tanoi, but Bodad Yeshiv is extra. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Bodad Yeshiv, Levada Yeshiv. What does Levada Yeshiv tell me? Shelo yu tmei nacherin yoshvin imoy. The Mitzera is not the Pshat, he can be together with the Zov. He has to be secluded away from the Zov. Shelo yu tmei nacherin yoshvin imoy. Yochel, you zovin it tmei meis mishtachnein lemachne aches. Okay, so the Mitzera has to be secluded. He can't be together with anyone else. But maybe the zovin, the tmei meis, could be together, the mishtaleach, but they could be together in the same machna. So Yochel, you zovin it tmei meis mishtachnein lemachne aches. That means the only mishtaleach for machne shechina. And maybe they're both allowed to be together in machne leviya. Talmud loymar, v'lo yitamu is machanehem. Machanehem means every individual Tumah mentioned in the Pasuk has its own machne. Leviya is mishtaleach, I'm sorry, Tumah Meis is mishtaleach from one machne, Zov is mishtaleach from two machnes, and Metzor is mishtaleach from three machnes. V'lo yitamu is machanehem. Lite machne lezeh, machne lezeh, divi Reb Yehuda. Now, so it says clearly that Reb Yehuda says that Bodad Yeshiv is not extra. Because Lite Machna Lezeh, Le Machna Lezeh is clearly telling me that you need Bodad Yeshiv for that. So it's not Nitik L'Essay. It said, the beginning of the Braisa starts off, Tanoihi. Why is it Machlok Tanoim if it's extra or not? The Tanya. Bodad Yeshiv Levadoi.
Bodad Yeshev, Levado Yeshev, Shlo Yitmei Nachen Yoshev Nimoy. They have to be separate, each one on its own. Each one is separate. So Buda is saying you need Bodad Yeshev to tell me that they each individually separate, they never can be together. So it's not Nitik Lese. So according to him, you would get Malkus. A Mitzuri that nichnas into a Machne or a Zov that's nichnas into the Machne that's Osir would get Malkus. Don't tell me Nitik Lese, Bodad Yeshev. You need to tell me that they're not together with another party. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says not like that. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Ein Tzorich. You don't need it for this. Why? You don't need Bodad Yeshev for this. Why? Hareyu Oimer, it says in the Pasuk, Vayishalchu min ha-machne, kol tzorua, v'chol zov, v'chol tomel ha-nefesh. It says in the Pasuk, three people are mentioned. A Metzorah has to leave machne, zov, and tomel nefesh. Yoimru t'mei meisim, let it say the more kal one, tomel meis is the most kal. Tomel meis is not t'mei yoytze megufoy, unlike zov and Metzorah. Val yoimer t'mei zov, v'ani yoimer t'mei meisim mishtalchin, zovin like kol shekein. So zovin, if t'mei meisim mishtalchin, so zovin, which is Tomei Yoytze Megufoy, for sure has to be Mishtalech. So Loma Neme Zov, so why does it say Zov in the Pasuk? Litele Machne Shnia. So to clearly to differentiate that it has its own Machne. You don't need Bodad Yeshev for that. The fact that it says all three in the Pasuk, they have to be Yoytze from Gimel Machnes, shows that you can't learn one from another. And likewise, the same thing. V'yoyim Zov, V'yoyim Mitzera. Like we said, Mitzera is more Chomet than Zov. Both are Tomei Yoytze Megufoy, but Mitzera has Freya, Prima, Ismetash Shamita. So Rabbi Yoyim Azov, Yoyim Mitzayra, Vani Yoyim Azov and Mishtalchin, Mitzayra na Kol Shekein. So Loma Nehem Mitzayra, why does it say Mitzayra in the Pasuk? Litin Amachna Shlishis, to show you that it has to be out of Machna Shechina, Machna Leviya, and Machna Yisrael. So Kshoyim Bodad Yeshev, what is Bodad Yeshev telling me? Hakos of Nitka Le'esei. So that's clearly a Machloikas Tanoim. If you need Bodad Yeshev to tell me it's Nitka Le'esei, it's extra. That's according to Reb Shimon. And Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, you need Bodad Yeshev to tell me that they can't be together. So we see it's a machlokes. If it's a machlokes tanoim, if Bodad Yeshev is extra to call it nitik la'esei, if it's nitik la'esei, it doesn't get malchus, or it's not extra. And memela, you need it. If it's extra, then it's nitik la'esei. But if it's used, then it's not nitik la'esei. You need it for something else. If it's extra, then it's nitik la'esei, so you don't get malchus. And if it's used for something else, then it's not nitik la'esei, and you would get malchus. Kung Tab Yudu would get malchus. Kung Tab Shimon, you would not get malchus. Now, what's the chumr that we're discussing? My chumr dezol mitome meis, sheken tumi yoitzol mi gufoi. So, come on, adra betome meis chumr, sheken ton azor shlishi b'shvi. It has its own chumrus. Oh, my God. Okay, we'll continue this tomorrow. We'll stop over here.